This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, May 14th. God's word for you today is Kingdom Influence. Our scripture reading is taken from Revelation chapter 5, verse 12, and it says, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Bronwyn O'Brien, the author of Seven Mountains of Influence, says, after researching the original Greek meanings of these words, it became evident to me that power speaks of government, riches speak of economy, wisdom speaks of education, strength speaks of family, honor speaks of religion, glory speaks of art and entertainment, and blessing speaks of media. Revelation chapter 5 verse 12 says, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Jesus paid the price for the seven mountains, the seven spheres of influence. You will agree that these are the things, the mountains that influence society. These are the things that influence what actually happens. If you want to win a nation, these seven: governance, economy, education, family, religion, arts, and entertainment, and media play a huge role. Even if you have strong control of only one of these spheres, your influence will be unstoppable. In other words, choose one area. If you're strong in that one area, you will be so unbelievably influential. Now, imagine the church is so strong in governance, economy, education, family, religion, entertainment, and in media. But how can we be this strong if our people in government feel that they are filthy and we shame them, and they do not even feel a part of the church anymore, and we call people in business thieves? The people in education feel beaten down because they feel unappreciated. People do not even see that family is so important. Women used to be proud to say they are homemakers, but right now, people feel like saying they are homemakers makes them inferior to their colleagues. So they feel they need to improve something. What they do not understand is that they are controlling a mountain already. A lot of young adults these days want to be in the entertainment industry. Should we discourage them and push them toward other professions, or should we empower them? We often feel that we need to be isolated from the world to be effective spiritually. Meanwhile, God is saying you need to mingle with the world for you to be effective spiritually. There is a reason you are called the light of the world. Do not get me wrong. I am not saying all our young adults should be in the entertainment industry. I am saying we need to be salt and light, all that God has called us to be. Let us pray. Father, by your Spirit, help me get rid of every mental limitation to becoming all that you have created me to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.